So, Gats here, if you're like me, you love a good stat, but there's one stat you probably don't know, your vehicle's battery charge. That's why Advance Auto Parts has free vehicle battery testing and installation with no appointment needed. Battery start at just $79.99. They also have curbside pickup on any order. Enter the code DAN20 when you buy online to save 20% on your order. Advance your auto at Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest locations. See stores for details.
This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugatz Podcast.
So this doesn't happen all the time here, Stugatz, where Dwayne Wade is cursing on Twitter, where he's watching a video, and I know a lot of you spent the weekend absorbing just these videos from all over the country, and I don't know where you are between heartbroken and hopeful on seeing some of this stuff. I will say that I know that many of you must be confused by what's going on in Miami, where you get Black Lives Matter protests, then surrounded by Cubans yelling things about Comunista. I would just tell you that if you're confused about the way Cubans behave, and I would understand it, it's at least in part because what's happening right now feels like the way freedom fell in that country, where you got protests, you got riots, you got race relation problems. It all looks and feels to the older generation of Cubans that is literally dying familiar. And so that's part of what's happening in Miami. But Dwayne Wade was seeing something that happened in Atlanta this weekend, Stugatz, where Rayshard Brooks.
Yep.
And I don't know what's true here and what's not, okay, in terms of what police say that a taser was taken from them. And then we get into the conversation about, you know, how wrong do you have to be before you deserve to die? But the autopsy report is shot twice in the back, and Dwayne Wade was showing a video of how Rayshard Brooks appeared to be complying before that. And I understand totally, how could you not understand at this point, why black folks or folks in general don't see police reports as being facts, don't necessarily read a police report and trust that their version of events is the version of events that actually happened. There's been too many betrayals, too much corruption, too many cover-ups for us to be naive in that form. But Dwayne Wade is saying here, they know everything is being filmed. They just don't give a bleep. They want us watching so we can see how much they don't care about us. And I know many of you think that I take some sort of glee in what's happening right now. I am telling you that I do not. I am telling you that I find it heartbreaking. But that I understand the need for some discomfort here, because there seems to be an enormous disconnect, Stugatz. When black people say black lives matter and the counter is all lives matter, we're saying the same thing. Black lives are just telling you, let us matter the way that you matter. Like, it's the same. We're arguing while saying the same thing.
I never said your life didn't matter. I'm saying mine matters the same way.
And so what happens is, and I get how this happens. I totally get how this happens in this country. Once people have the power, Stugatz, it can feel threatening for someone to try and take it back. And the call for equality among those in power is being misunderstood. Hell, Stugatz, we got from, like, think about the stupidity of what I'm about to say. An athlete peacefully protested the idea that police were being too brutal to his people.
Right.
Lost his career.
Mm-hmm.
That's what happened.
Yes.
And now everyone's realized after 4 years, because the pressure of the institution of the NFL was going the other way. Let us please our customers. We've got to please the money. We've got to please these people who are uncomfortable right now and feeling threatened. But the fact that they feel threatened just comes because black people are screaming, you've been threatening us for 400 years. And they're not just empty threats. Very often we have the video of dead in the street. Or two bullets in the back. Now, I don't want to get into the parsing. The Wendy's is burning, or the Wendy's where this happened. He was apparently asleep in a drive-thru. The Wendy's where this happened burned to the ground, and I can't tell you here, and this reminds me of Cuba too, I can't tell you who burnt that to the ground. I don't know what happened there. I don't know if that, if what I'm viewing is real. What's propaganda? Is this a protest because black people saw an injustice and burnt it to the ground? I don't know what I'm looking at.
The misinformation is at an all-time high that you can't even trust a video of what seems to be a white woman burning it down because you don't know what to believe anymore. It's a very confusing time.
It is crazy, okay? And I am promising you that if you think that somehow this is something that I derive any amount of glee from, I'm telling you that every damn week, it's more and more heartbreaking. Every damn week, the frustration is so loud and the communication is so distorted, Stugat, because how can we be arguing? Many people are running into the shadows quietly, Stugatz. Not everyone is comfortable right now because the power seems to have shifted or the center has moved. Not everyone is actually comfortable voicing their opinion and putting their face in the buzzsaw. But quietly, they're vanishing. Like quietly, they stop following the you on social media. They don't like how political you are. Like they go. And even though it's not politics, they just don't want race here, even right. though race in sports is always here. They do not want it here.
They want sports here. That's what they want. They want a release. They want a relief from everything they're seeing on every other channel they turn on. I mean, that's what it appears many people want
and
from us.
I get that, but there are no sports right now. And all of your athletes are out here talking about this stuff in a way that we've never seen before. The news of the weekend was Kyrie Irving, and this was just funny. Talk about bad messengers. Good God. Put this on the poll, Guillermo. And I am not saying that Kyrie Irving is a marijuana smoker. I am not alleging that. I am simply asking via poll at Lebatard Show, would you be surprised if while Kyrie was talking on that call, there was a bong nearby? I'm just asking.
He thinks a lot. I mean,
he spends a lot of time thinking. And in this case, man, I don't know how this one has been dissected, but in terms of messengers that are bad, I'm not even talking about bad messenger as, you know, guy who's flighty. I'm talking about the things on his side of the ledger, not playing anymore this season himself and having an active reason to nuke LeBron James's season. Like he himself is not playing. So he's telling others to sit out the season. The Stugatz is strong in that one.
Oh, it's amazing.
I'm already sitting out. So why don't you guys sit out with me? Right. I can't play. So you guys shouldn't play. And furthermore, I see that LeBron has a chance to win the championship. No, let me see the only way that I can actually prevent that from happening right now. Let me nuke this conference call.
It's what do you want? He's really boxed him in. NBA championship or social justice? Which one is more important to you, LeBron?
They're such bad messengers, though. Kyrie Irving and Dwight Howard. Dwight Howard's out here, you know, with the rah-rah after-school special of, I'd love to win my first championship, but a championship for my people would be better. Thank you, Dwight, for the fourth grade message. Honest to God, you should have written that statement in crayon. A championship for my people would be even more meaningful. Yep. How do you think LeBron absorbs that one?
Oh, I think LeBron.
Judging by how quickly Dwight walked that one back a little bit, then I think you can maybe sort of speculate as to what's happening there. Can I laugh at this? Can I find the funny in this? Because there is funny. Just from where Kyrie Irving checked in from on Zoom, there is funny.
Well, let's do this here. What did he check in as?
Was it, I don't want to get into gang culture in the United States, but and what it might possibly mean.
We're already there, Mike. We're already there.
It's just when you check in with a Zoom name, Kyrie Irving, you open the door up to all sorts of questions, Kyrie.
It is. I'm trying to think. I mean, Ron Artest is retired now. Who could have gone on there and nuked that call that would have had more sort of armor dent that would allow us to attack the messenger than specifically Kyrie Irving? I'm asking, are there other, is Kevin Durant even in that class? Like, who could I put, what fictitious NBA example could I give you where someone gets on that call and we would be more likely to question the statements and where they're coming from than both Kyrie Irving and Dwight Howard? Because I think they're both on the medal stand.
But Dwight's on his team.
Also, the timing, because a lot of what was relevant when Kyrie said it was relevant when they actually brokered this deal. And it's just, you've seen The Wedding Singer when Adam Sandler just screams, once again, things that could have been brought to my attention yesterday.
And here's the thing, though. Here is the thing that's exasperating to me, because while I can make fun of Kyrie Irving on one end here being a horrible messenger, the thing that is troublesome to me is this is absolutely his job.
Yes.
Like, this is what he's supposed to be doing.
Which is also funny.
Yeah, I mean, because he's a high-ranking representative of the union.
We're all asking ourselves, how did this happen?
How about Dennis Rodman?
No, I'm talking about current guys. Former athletes can't get in on a Zoom call and have their opinion shared on whether they're playing a season or not. It can only be current guys. I want to find out who else you'd put on this list other than the two guys who are saying, let's not bother with the season.
All guests on the Dan Le Batard Show appear via the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. Tune in to tonight's SportsCenter special. There's a special. The Return of Sports, a two-hour special hosted... Dan, when I say SportsCenter, two-hour special with commissioners, who do you think is hosting that?
That's got to be Greenberg.
It is Mike Greenberg.
We bring in Mike Greenberg to talk to commissioners. Commissioners, come on, let me sneak into there and just ask Manfred a couple of questions.
Pop in on Zoom.
Oh, that's great. All guests on the Dan Le Batard Show appear via the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. Pennzoil synthetic motor oils are made from natural gas. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil, based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W-30. Here's your SportsCenter update. Denny Hamlin took the checkered flag at the NASCAR Cup Series at Miami. In the PGA's return, Daniel Berger won the Charles Schwab Challenge at the Colonial. And finally, astronomers announced that they have detected a mysterious fast radio burst coming from a dwarf galaxy 3 billion light years away. The burst, known as an FRB, appears to be transmitting signals that reach Earth in a repeating 157-day pattern. The discovery marks just the second time ever that scientists have identified an FRB that repeats in a pattern. What does any of that mean?
Aliens.
Oh. These days, it's good to be prepared. That includes your vehicle. That's why Advance Auto Parts has free vehicle battery testing and installation with no appointment necessary, and also curbside pickup on any order. Advance your auto at Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest locations. See stores for details. For all the latest headlines and information, tune in to SportsCenter on ESPN Radio all throughout the day.
Lest you think that I couldn't have skewed older than I did by referencing the McLaughlin Group in the last segment. It was old enough to reference Dana Carvey's impersonation of the McLaughlin Group. I ask you this question via Twitter at Le Batard Show. Did Sammy Sosa look like somebody? This was sent in via Twitter. Look like someone that Dick Tracy would have run into at a speakeasy last night.
Did you guys watch the documentary last night? Did I nail it? That he's somewhere in the middle of the Pepto,
yes.
Sammy Sosa and Sammy Sosa from 1998 now on the spectrum.
You did.
The bleaching has finally evened out, or he's gotten the coloring closer to not a hue of incandescent?
It's not where it was a couple of years ago, but it's also not where it was when Sammy, you know, had the summer of 98. It's somewhere in between. I would say right in between. You know,
well, because he went too far the other way, right? We all agreed that that is too white. That is whiter than Michael Jackson white. You're doing something wrong with this, the skin bleach.
I really don't know if it's one of those things that you can go back. Sure, you can with tanning, but bleaching, I don't know enough about the process. He did look as if there was like a film on his skin, that if he were to move to his left real quickly, there would be like a makeup caked silhouette left in his wake that you would still like make out. Hey, is that Sam Sosa?
It was, I thought the documentary was great. Abby, my wife, was watching with me. She refused to believe that was Sammy Sosa. She was watching, but she said to me, what a great summer that was, the summer of 98. And I responded, it was riddled with steroids. And she said, so? And I started thinking about it. So? It was the best summer ever.
I was trying to tell you that during it. You were railing a sports radio fist at cheaters.
Listen, I mean, you have vision, I don't. 20 years later, I'm telling you, great summer.
I think I still have about two-thirds left on this documentary, and the filmmaker kind of addresses in the beginning in his intro wanting to put you back there. Was this whole thing to not mention steroids as the entire film is happening and then at the very end say steroids? Because if so, it's a great artistic decision to literally put you in the summer of 98 and all the feel good, because as this is going on, I am not conflicted at all. I am eating it up.
I just love that all that we're trying to do with our documentaries at this point is make people feel better. Like we can't actually give them much in the way of sports, so let's give them the sports without all the difficult questions. Let's give them sports unconflicted. Let's just make it about how wonderful it was to watch McGuire and Sosa go through the pharmacy and cheat their way to making all of baseball's numbers irrelevant, and now baseball is dying because none of their numbers matter and their average fan is 52 years old.
Now, it's a two-part documentary, so I imagine part two next week, because we're done with the home run chase. Like, it happened, we saw it, it was great, I love part one. But I have to think that part two will focus in on the aftermath and the steroids.
It did provide an escape. I can't tell you the last time that I called my wife over to the TV to see something that wasn't something on cable news. It was actually Ken Griffey Jr.'s swing. I was like, look at this. And by this time, she's already been programmed for 3 months of it to be something awful.
The kid.
Put her on the poll, Gamble, at Lebatard Show. Do you know that the news has gotten serious when one of your parents is standing up while watching it? At Lebatard Show. I also wanted to ask you, would it be correct to describe Sammy Sosa as translucent? Translucent?
Certainly in the Pepto-Bismol photo.
Translucent is that you basically allow light to pass through.
Thank you.
But not detailed shapes. So he looks.
Wow,
you're
nervous.
Welcome. You're welcome. I'm glad I could.
And yes.
But is that what he looked like? Like you, that light would pass through him, but not anything in the way of detailed shapes. They would get stuck.
In the famed Pepto-Bismol photo that I'm referencing, in which he's very pale and wearing pink, if you were to shut off all the lights in a windowless room, you would still see Sammy Sosa. That's what you mean.
I'm going to stand back for a second here and just allow you to absorb what I'm about to say. I want you to go back in your mind to like 4 months ago.
All okay? Right. Yep.
4 months ago, a more peaceful, tranquil time in America when it was just Gwyneth Paltrow wandering around Italy with a mask and we were all looking at her like, what are you worried about?
The calm before the storm. Yeah.
Yes. Thank you, Stugatz. Sure. If I were to say to you, hey, listen up. Come over here. This is what happened this weekend, okay? This was this weekend. This is what happened. Baker Mayfield's going to kneel. Trump says he's not going to watch. The University of Texas just revealed to all of us that they've got all sorts of racist stuff that they don't want around their program, from the eyes of Texas to the buildings to forcing Texas, basically, by not doing donor events and not recruiting, to donate to Black Lives Matter. You've got a situation where Dwight and Kyrie are saying that basketball should just be over for the season, and that John Morant is writing letters asking judges in Kentucky to take down Confederate statues, while the Ohio State football team has to sign a bunch of coronavirus waivers. That was this weekend. Just another weekend in sports around the apocalypse. This while ESPN says 2-hour special. Tonight sports is back. The commissioners. Like, if we can hope it to just be so. Like, sports isn't actually back, and they're gonna send us back into our homes in about 3 weeks because we've been idiots, selfish with not wearing masks, turning everything into politics, including the wearing of masks. They're gonna send us all back inside in a month. Sports comes back. 2-hour special tonight.
3 weeks. It feels like 3 days we'll be back inside. But listen, in fairness to Greeny, they are talking about the challenges of bringing back sports tonight. I understand, but it's the challenges with the commissioners of bringing back sports. I think there's going to be a doctor on there to balance everything out.
It said return of sports, but you are correct. You are correct. Rob Manfred would not be on there saying that the sport, even though he's promised us there will be baseball this season.
He did, 100%.
I don't know what he's looking at, though.
Hope.
I'm really confused. Is he not reading any of the paperwork going back and forth between the sides? Is he just going to go on tonight and say, I'm 100% sure baseball will be back?
He's got to have some sort of, you know, kind of ace in the hole where he knows there's a proposal that he could put in front of the players that they'll say yes to. Otherwise, there's no way he would be this brazen, this confident that baseball is going to come back. He has to know something that we don't know. He's got a card, Dan. He's going to play it at some point when he absolutely has to.
All right, but does he, though? Can he just lie? It's not like you're going to remember one way or the other and hold it against him. You're the king of words not mattering when they tumble from your mouth. Like, you should know better than
my words don't matter, but other people's words matter very much. He told me 100%, and I have not forgotten and will not forget.
You will not
forget. Baseball better come back.
All right, there you go. At Le Batard Show on Twitter. Does Manfred strike you as a type who might have an ace in the hole?
No, that's right.
This show ain't free. Time for some ads.
Absurd. Speaking of words that don't mean anything, the no, ones tumbling from your mouth, he's got an ace in the hole, Dan.
Is that the right use of that? I'm not even certain.
Why is he bleeding out so much drama from this ace? Get to it. The window is closing.
Take it out of the hole. Let's go.
Don't we have a COB situation today?
There is a COB situation. Everyone got very excited, Stugatz, as if you've got a copyright on the phrase COB because one of the proposals went back and forth. We want an answer by Monday, COB.
So there's a very real possibility that Mike Greenberg attempts to talk to Rob Manfred about the return of his sport, and he just flatly says, it's not.
COB today. Deadlines that don't mean anything.
ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. We love sports. Sports inspire us. They give us hope in ourselves and the world. And, of course, in amazing comebacks. Our love for sports grows each day. Dear Sports is our love letter to sports. Share your Dear Sports letter with us. Call 860-506-6161 or share a video or text using the hashtag Dear Sports on Twitter or Instagram.
A stunning development that requires Poppy to make an appearance.
Hey, Stugatz was right. Holy Stugatz was right. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Manfred does indeed have an ace in the hole. He can guarantee a baseball season because the owners can mandate a 50-game season based on that agreement that they made in March. The players want more games. At full prorated pay. And so I guess he thinks he can force that through, and we will find out more with the return of sports tonight, a two-hour special starring all of the commissioners and Mike Greenberg.
Who better have a notepad? I want the whole kit and caboodle right now. Yep. I want professional Greeny journalist. He was born to do this.
Can you guys just help me out on something here? Because, I don't know the answer to the question I'm about to ask, but in these tempestuous times, as Kyrie Irving and Dwight Howard wonder whether or not returning basketball games will get in the way of the Black Lives Matter movement, the commissioner's speaking tonight. Much like Sports Illustrated is now covering sports and doesn't have a single black writer, is it going to be just white faces on my screen? I asked the question not even knowing who's going to be on.
I know initially they advertised just three commissioners of the three major sports in the United States, and everyone could make the observation that it was
white guys.
So people on Twitter are like, well, what about the Women's Professional Soccer League here in the United States? They were really the first league to formulate a plan. Why not invite them into the conversation? So now the commissioner list, at least it's been advertised, has grown to six, rightfully so. Also, I said kit and caboodle. It was up until like a couple months ago that I thought it was kitten caboodle.
Same here.
Are you just learning that it's Kit and Caboodle?
I was going to lend to the conversation because Dan had a question, but I am now stuck on this. Are you serious?
Yeah, it makes a lot more sense, Kit and Caboodle. Now, I do not know what a Caboodle is, but Kit makes a lot more sense, contextually speaking, for this cliche. It made no sense to say Kit and Caboodle, which is something that I was saying for about 33 and a half years.
Right. Yeah, makes perfect sense. I do want to point out that Joe Maddon will also be a voice that you'll hear tonight, but you will also have athletes Calais Campbell, Damian Lillard, Patrick Kane, Crystal Dunn, Breonna Turner, amongst others, who will be participating.
So we're going to have, though, the aesthetic of the people in power all going to be white guys except for the aforementioned white woman?
Well, Crystal Dunn is a person of color. Former Chelsea player, I believe. So maybe she's speaking on behalf of that women's professional soccer league.
So 2 hours tonight, return of sports. If you want to hope and you want to believe and you want to see what leadership is saying here publicly through the worldwide leader in sports as its mouthpiece.
You agree with Mike that Greeny was born to do this. Like, he'll be taking notes, right? Like, they'll be fake notes, but he'll be pretending to take notes, correct?
I believe that Greeny was made for this moment to navigate traffic cop his way, slalom course his way through commissioners, put it on the pole, Guillermo, at Levitard Show. Was Greenberg, Mike Greenberg, born to slalom course his way through sports commissioners in a 2-hour special?
But we are all in agreement. The Gumball notepad is coming out, right? I don't care if it's doodles. You need to cross the legs and have the notepad.
Are you guys claiming that Mike Greenberg is scribbling notes that don't have anything on them? That you guys are claiming?
I'm saying that the optics of actually taking the optics are more important than actually taking the notes.
Correct. I mean, Greeny might very well take notes, but he certainly has to give you the idea. Even if he's not, has to give you the idea that he is. Now, knowing Greeny the way I do, or I think I do, he'll probably take real notes that he'll be very proud of and show his wife when he gets home. I mean,
okay. Because I don't believe that Mike Greenberg...
I drew the super cool S.
I don't believe that Mike Greenberg is a fake note taker. I feel like, though, that... I don't know if I'm brave enough to do this, but I feel like Jeremy Schapp is.
Oh,
God. It's done. It's been done.
Oh, my God.
I don't know.
I mean, the Schapp name.
I know. I have blasphemed against a legendary royal journalistic name, but allow me to say it again. Jeremy Schapp, I don't believe that you are actually taking notes on TV.
Stugatz here. Support for the Dan Levitard Show with Stugatz podcast comes from our friends at Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Home today is so much more than it was yesterday, but at Rocket Mortgage, home is still all about you. During these challenging times, the top priority at Rocket Mortgage is the health and safety of the communities they serve. If you need mortgage assistance, their team is available 24/7 to answer questions and offer solutions. Whether that means saving money on your mortgage or finding a new way to navigate payments from their home to yours, the team at Rocket Mortgage is with you. Visit rocketmortgage.com/Levitard to learn more. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. NMLS consumeraccess.org number is 3030.
Did you know Geico's now offering an extra 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies? That's 15% on top of what Geico could already save you. So what are you waiting for? Your baby to let you sleep in?
What? We could sleep in another half hour? Thanks, sweetheart. And you'll change yourself too?
There's never been a better time to switch to Geico. Save an extra 15% when you switch by October 7th. Limitations apply. Visit geico.com for details.
ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. Quoting home insurance just got easier with Progressive's Home Quote Explorer. Quote and buy all online at progressive.com. Clean nose, healthy life. Make good nasal hygiene your new normal. Go to Navage.com. That's NAVAGE.com. You'll love that clean nose feeling. Dan, it's time for Straight Talk. It is brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless.
I have received word from highly placed sources that Jeremy Schapp is on the war path. He is furious with me and our show We will confront him with our allegations in about 10 minutes. What were you saying should be the poll question at Lebatard Show based on what Bomani had to say?
Well, he was saying Chara, who is 6'9", about 280 pounds. He's 43 years old. I believe he's still with the Bruins. He's the captain of the Bruins. I think Bo said if they shot him five times, it wouldn't be enough. And I would like to put that on the poll.
Well, you can't put it that way, because if someone's just joining us, it sounds like Bomani wants Chara shot more than five times. What you're saying is that he could withstand, he could live through, because he's an enforcer and he's a giant person, that he could live through five gunshots is what you were trying to say.
That's exactly what I was trying to
not
say.
What you
Thank
said,
you for cleaning
not,
it up.
Not what you said at all, though. Not what you actually said
close.
At all.
It was close. I feel like it was close to what,
well,
to what I was
trying
to say.
Well, but close in the way that you made it sound like Bomani wants Chara shot more than five times.
No, to be clear, Bomani said he was impressed with Chara, okay? Very impressed, okay, for marching during the protest. He said that, but he also said five shots would not be enough. He does not want Chara dead, and I happen to agree with Bomani Jones.
You can't kill Chara. Right. There's no, right. There's not going to be any killing of Chara. That's not going to happen. So we will, I guess, feud with Jeremy Schapp. We're trying to reach him. The accusation is that he takes fake notes during his interviews. We were talking about whether Mike Greenberg's going to take any fake notes tonight with six commissioners and, playing traffic cop to the return of sports, a 2-hour special on ESPN.
And we also argued that the optics of you thinking that he is actually taking notes because he merely has a notepad in his lap is actually more important than actually taking notes.
So I wanted to ask all of you this question because, Stugatz, we are entering a realm here where we are losing people because they don't want to be around this conversation all the time. You've heard many times over the years on this show that in order for these conversations to actually go anywhere, you must risk white people being uncomfortable. But when the reaction to that discomfort, Stugatz, parallels the reaction to the discomfort black people are having because they're being killed in the street, those are two very different discomforts people are feeling. And in black people saying, hey, how about equality? How about not police brutality? These are not controversial things to say. Can we be equal? And how about the police not be brutal? Those things are only threatening to you? Only if you are really easily threatened. Those things are only discomforts to you if you can't abide the most minor of discomforts, because those are not unreasonable requests. And then, Stugatz, what happens is, because this is largely being made as a request peacefully, largely. But just like with Kaepernick, we can make it about not police brutality and make it about the flag and the anthem. Just like that, you can make it about not the thing that it is and make it about looting or danger to you or how many different ways it is wrong for something to be burned down. We can all agree on that. No one disagrees with the idea of it's a good idea to loot, to burn things to the ground. But what must the level of frustration be once you've arrived there? Of course, there are a handful of opportunists. That's not what we're talking about. Like, keep your eye on the ball. It is very simply a request for equality, which shouldn't be controversial to you.
Right.
And a request that the police not be brutal.
Easy things to kind of wrap your head around and get behind and support. But when you say we're losing people, I think we're losing people. People in sports media are losing fans, followers. They don't want it from us for whatever reason. That's why we're losing people. They get it everywhere they go. Then they come here and they're getting it from us and they just don't want it, you know?
Okay. We don't have sports to talk about and you don't get to decide those things for anyone but you.
Correct.
And so, I don't want to be dismissive of that. I don't want to shrug my shoulders and say, I don't care, but comparatively, to what it is that we're talking about, what difference does it make if people are going to slink away because this isn't what they want?
Guest on the Dan Le Batard Show, appear via the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. Here's your SportsCenter update. It's been a while since I've said this. Strap it on, Dan. Ohio State football players and their parents were asked to sign an acknowledgement of risk waiver regarding the coronavirus pandemic before returning to campus for voluntary workouts on June 8th. The NBA informed teams in a memo Saturday that coronavirus testing for players and staff taking part in the league's restart will begin June 23rd and take place every other day. Here we go. And finally, doctors in Vietnam found that a local resident who was infested with the nearly extinct guinea worm, the guinea worm formerly known as Dracnucleus medinensis, is a nematode that usually infects people through drinking water contaminated with tiny freshwater crustaceans that have eaten worm larvae. I mean, seriously, what are we doing here? When these first hosts die, the worms break free and penetrate into the abdomen from the intestinal wall, where they grow up into full-fledged adults and get to mating. When the female worm is ready to release larvae, it breaks through the skin, creating a burning sensation, forcing the host to go to the nearest water source, excuse me, that's the word I trip up on. Source. It's source. Source. S-A-U-R-C-E. Source. Then the larva is released into the water. It can take weeks for the worm to be removed. For all the latest headlines and information, tune in to SportsCenter on ESPN Radio all throughout the day. Source.
Time now for Stugatz's Weekend Observations.
It is time for Stugatz to share his game notes. No one in the media will tell you what happened better than my boy Stu.
Weekend Observations, brought to you by Advance Auto Parts. Get a free battery test and free installation with any automotive battery purchase only at Advance Auto Parts. Advance your auto at Advance Auto Parts. Dan, a playoff at the Colonial between two household names like Daniel Berger and Colin Morikawa. And just like that, golf is back. Laker players saying there is no divide and still time to figure this all out are things, if you listen closely, you'll hear your windows say as you slowly close it. What happened? Sunday afternoon, third headline, profootballtalk.com. Max Crosby looking forward to great competition in the AFC West.
It's so useless.
Hashtag COVID-19.
So bad.
Quick question. Who the hell is Max Crosby? You know?
I don't know.
These are called weekend observation. So I try and share with you what other people are saying. Because what I am about to say is what I observed other people saying over the weekend. Here's what they were saying. Greg Popovich, I agree with your opinions on Roger Goodell. And we'll take you and them seriously once you give me your honest opinion on how your own commissioner handled the China situation. So store that away in the That's What the People Are Saying file. And Greg Popovich, you are welcome. Pop. Cluing them in. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
By the way, that Crosby guy spells Max with two X's.
Really?
Dan, just out of curiosity, you trust a guy who spells Max, M-A-X-X?
More than one who spelled it with three X's.
Good answer. Daniel Berger said he dreamed of moments like this. You dreamed of winning a tournament that no fans attended during a global pandemic. Congratulations, Berger. But weird dreams. The things LeBron James must be saying about Kyrie Irving in private. Oh, to be a fly on the wall. Oh man, I'd love to hear them.
Can flies hear well enough to actually?
It's a great question. I've thought about it often.
put it on the poll, Guillermo, at Levitard Show. Do flies hear well? Because it would really put some doubt into whether or not that being a fly on a wall during a conversation would be a good thing.
That's a great point. The rare Daniel Victory Burger with a side of extra holes on a leaderboard that had a combined resume of 4 Masters, 3 U.S. Opens, 1 Open Championship, and 1 PGA Championship. It was a man who has never won a major, earned his 3rd career victory, and first in 3 years. You know what that's called, Dan?
No.
It's called golf.
Yeah, it is called golf.
Just so you know. Dwight Howard, removed from LeBron's Christmas list, collision course. Kyrie Irving, forcing LeBron to choose between winning a title and social injustice. How'd he play? Did Kyrie Irving go from asking who would provide the vodka to many wondering if he drank it all? Minus 800 on LeBron, muting his mic during the Zoom after Kyrie chimed in. All of this feels like a good time to remind you, the NBA will not be testing for weed during its return. At this point, I'm pretty certain LeBron would show up to that bubble by himself.
Chris Cody is out here saying that he'd rather be an invisible human on the wall than a fly on the wall. Thanks for nothing, Chris Cody.
He does. Of course
he'd
would.
He'd rather have his own hearing, but you wouldn't be afraid.
You wouldn't be on a wall, though. Wouldn't you'd just be in the room.
Wouldn't you be afraid of making a noise if you were an invisible human? Why not? It does seem inefficient to get sort of the translation in fly from the fly on the wall when you could just be an invisible human.
No need to be stuck on a wall.
No. If you're an invisible human, you can just sit right there in the middle of the table because you're an invisible human.
You can have a snack. I mean, you can do whatever you want.
You'll haunt the hell out of that place eating snacks.
But then the snack moves. It's not invisible. That's then someone correct. Might be onto it.
Oh, a flaw in the Stugatz plan.
My wife still doesn't believe the person she saw on TV last night was Sammy Sosa. Sunday afternoon, 3rd headline, CBSSports.com. Former Jets quarterback Christian Hackenberg ready to try a new sport.
Man, I was waiting for an update on what was going on with Hackenberg.
Hey, 3rd headline, I mean, hashtag COVID-19.
Need to be higher.
It was golf going on. Play for free. Make us hundreds of millions. Sign a waiver releasing us of any liability. While doing all that, you contract a virus during a world pandemic. Ohio State sports, do me a favor. Go to hell. And speaking of hell, Art Briles. Dan, those are the weekend observations.
There has been no one around here, Stugatz, who has had his hands in my back pushing me toward the octagon more than Guillermo Gil. He's rivaled closely by Mike Ryan. But Guillermo Gil will not take no for an answer when I try to turn back. He is pushing me with both fists toward the octagon.
I'm just, you know, I'm kind of wondering because you were talking about people taking their eyes off the prize earlier. And where do we exactly stand on this fight, Dan, that you're doing for the betterment of fighter pay? I think is what I think that was the cause that we're doing this for.
I would ask Mike Ryan where things stand as he runs things up the Disney ladder. Where they don't allow us to do much of anything around here because we're going to be liable for stuff. We have to go through a temperature check obstacle course to get in here. I doubt very much that they're going to let me fight Dana White even if I wanted to.
There are a few things, and I'm keeping track and inventory here. There's the Dana White thing. There's Shaquille O'Neal wanting to slap you, I think, for $1 million. And Jeff Darlington still needs to tase you.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you've got to find out if Disney's going to allow that as well.
No, Disney won't allow Jeff Darlington.
They won't allow that?
No, clearly not. We've broached
wait a minute.
The tasing.
Which one do you think is more dangerous? Put it on the poll at Levitard Show, Guillermo. Well, which is more dangerous? Fighting Dana White or getting tased by Jeff Darlington?
Remember, we knew that we had no chance of getting that cleared, so we moved it to a Stone Cold Stunner, and that's still pending. I'll bring it up on my call this Thursday. That's right. Even though I am still waiting for a text back on whether or not Dan can fight Dana White, I have a calendar invite for a call after the show on Thursday, and I will have more updates then.
Can you get the Marching Band Nowhere song and play it to start the next segment? Because this is all we do is we talk about stuff and then it never happens.
Stugatz here. Support for the Dan Le Batard Show with Stugatz podcast comes from our friends at Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Home today is so much more than it was yesterday, but at Rocket Mortgage, home is still all about you. During these challenging times, the top priority at Rocket Mortgage is the health and safety of the communities they serve. If you need mortgage assistance, their team is available 24/7 to answer questions and offer solutions. Whether that means saving money on your mortgage or finding a new way to navigate payments from their home to yours, the team at Rocket Mortgage is with you. Visit rocketmortgage.com/Levitard to learn more. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number is 3030. SBN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. If you missed any of the show, you can listen to all 3 hours of the Dan Le Batard Show, plus our Miami Only Hour and our Best of Podcast on demand in the ESPN app, and subscribe to the Le Batard and Friends Podcast Network featuring Southbeat Sessions, Stupidity, and Mystery Crate. Please rate and subscribe. New episodes are posted every week wherever you get your podcasts.
So Darren Revell says via Twitter that Todd McFarlane paid an inflated adjusted total of $5.8 million for Mark McGwire's 67th home run, his 68th home run ball, his 69th and his 70th, and Sammy Sosa's 61st and 66th, and Barry Bonds' number 73.
Yeah, and Todd McFarlane opened up last night's 30 for 30. I did not expect that to be the very first face that I saw on this subject. It was surprising. He's a huge collector.
Did you see, though, what those balls would be worth now if we had to pay for these home run balls?
No, I mean, I was, and I forgot this had happened. The guy who got McGwire's, was it his 61st or 62nd, worked for the Cardinals and gave the ball back to Mark. I mean, that thing's got to be worth $5 million.
Well, it's not worth any of what you think that it's worth, because Darren Revell is reporting that right now Todd McFarlane would be hard-pressed to get $1 million total for all seven of his purchased baseballs.
Whose balls are juiced?
So you've got McGwire's number 67.
Whose balls are juiced?
His number 68.
Whose balls are juiced?
His number 69.
Whose balls are juiced?
And his 70th.
Balls.
And you've got Sammy Sosa's number 61.
Are juiced.
And number 66.
Whose balls are juiced?
And Barry Bonds is number 73.
Balls are juiced.
And that, of course, is Billy Ray Cyrus talking about why it is that Pete Rose should be in the Hall of Fame. And we asked him a question that sort of sideswiped him.
Whose balls are juiced?
Naturally.
That's a bummer. And it speaks, though, Stugatz, to everything that has happened to baseball. Because while I was making fun of you last week for lamenting the thing that I've heard every work stoppage that baseball ever has, which is this will ruin the sport, I don't think this will ruin the sport if they can't come back to play baseball. I don't actually think a mutated 50-game season, while fun, is representative of anything that resembles a champion. That's just a money grab.
Yeah, like, but it's a lot more fun and a lot shorter sprint. I mean,
it is a shorter sprint, except the Royals can win the sprint is the problem.
I'm good with that. I don't care.
I mean, if you want to make it even more random than the playoffs already are in baseball, just don't treat it like it's a legitimate measurement of your best team.
It gives the Mets a shot.
Gives everybody a shot if you're going to go 50 games. And it's just going to be a sprint till the end. And if Manfred is sitting here guaranteeing you that at the very least you're going to get those 50 games, that would be helpful to baseball. But when your average fan is 52 years old, when you've got an obvious problem that now it's all home runs or nothing, not enough contact, games are too long. It's either the whole game has evolved so fast, not like basketball, which evolved to the three-point line and people enjoyed it. It's evolved to a place where it's less watchable, even among people, Stugatz, that really love the game.
Right.
And what you have happening, and I can't remember this happening in my journalism lifetime. What you have happening with baseball is that you are losing sports fans and you are going from a sport that used to be nationally relevant and top three by any measure, top two in some cases because it was ahead of basketball there for a while, you see it evaporating right in front of your eyes. So like a work stoppage when people are already teetering toward indifferent.
Yes.
It can be the last drop in a bucket that makes a bucket overflow because in my lifetime, I've never seen a sport lose more fans that used to be fans of their sport than baseball. Like in my lifetime, there is no comparison to baseball. Used to have an ardent fan base, and now the average age is 52 years old. Those people who grew up on baseball, but while they're good with advanced media and whatnot, they're better than any of the sports with advanced media. They don't know how to capture young people.
And look what it took to get baseball to come back the first time this happened. It took the summer of 98. It took Sosa McGuire, and you have nothing else to do. There's nowhere else to go if baseball goes into one of those places again where fans are down on the sport simply because the sport went away. There is no more benchmark. There is no more possibility of ever having a season or summer like that again.
Jeff Passan joins us next.
Did you know Geico's now offering an extra 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies? That's 15% on top of what Geico could already save you. So what are you waiting for? Your baby to let you sleep in?
What? We could sleep in another half hour? Thanks, sweetheart. And you'll change yourself, too?
There's never been a better time to switch to Geico. Save an extra 15% when you switch by October 7th. Limitations apply. Visit geico.com for details.
Passing going to join us in just a second here on the Shell Penzoil Performance Line. Here's your SportsCenter update. Ohio State football players and their parents were asked to sign an acknowledgement of risk waiver regarding the coronavirus pandemic before returning to campus for voluntary workouts on June 8th. The NBA informed teams in a memo Saturday that coronavirus testing for players and staff taking part in the league's restart will begin June 23rd and take place every other day. And finally, the two parts of the word helicopter are not heli and copter, but helico, meaning spiral, and pter.
Put it on the poll, Guillermo, at Le Batard Show. Did you know that the two words in helicopter were helico and pter?
Meaning one with wings, like pterodactyl. Pter. I don't know how to say it, Mike. If you're like me, you love a good stat, but there's one stat you probably don't know, your vehicle's battery charge. That's why Advance Auto Parts has free vehicle battery testing and installation with no appointments necessary. Advance your auto at Advance Auto Parts at participating CarQuest locations. See stores for details. For all the latest headlines and information, tune in to SportsCenter on ESPN Radio all throughout the day.
The way that we're doing this show is that Chris, Roy, Tony, and Billy are on remote via Zoom. Mike Ryan is in the shipping container. Stugatz and I are socially distanced here, 6 feet apart. And what just happened during the break, okay? We've been married damn near 20 years, Stugatz and I. This happened during the break, and I'm not even making it up. We'll get to Jeff Passan in a second. But because we were just talking about baseball killing itself, Stugatz was standing up, and he was saying, if they kill it, who's going to bring it back? Huh? What's going to bring them? What's going to bring it back, Dan? And I started to answer, And his response was, I'll tell you what, nothing, Dan, nothing. And then he asked me like three or four more questions. And then I tried to answer all three or four. And legitimately, this was his rebuttal on like the third or fourth try by me. He just goes into sound making. What was the sound that you made? Yes, that's right. And so I look up and I'm like, Stugatz, I thought we were having a conversation. And his response was, we weren't. I could have left the room.
There was no need for
it. It was just him asking questions and then answering them himself. So Jeff Passan, you come on here, please, and help us understand. I've heard the entire time I've covered baseball that a work stoppage, that fighting over money will ruin the sport. I've never believed it. It's never happened. We saw last night with this special, home runs brought it back. Steroids were medicine. If they don't have games, do you think it's going to be a death blow to baseball?
Dan, can I tell you something? When you guys, I don't know if this was earlier today, but when you were talking about Lewis Riddick, that really spoke to me. Because I feel like over the last 3 months, as I've been going on television, I have more and more gotten the life sucked out of me.
Yes.
And that I am, at this point, looking like the Crypt Keeper from Tales from the Crypt every time I go on TV.
Well, Jeff, you realize...
I have bags under my eyes. I have just this very sunken face. I'm getting jaundiced, like live jaundicing. I feel like I'm turning yellow on the air. And it's baseball's fault. Baseball is doing this.
No, this
right
is not
now.
Baseball.
No, it's not. Passan, no,
it's ESPN's fault. You are learning what it's like to work at ESPN.
Because every Sunday, you look worse and worse with Hannah Storm.
No. Do not put this on baseball. It is absolutely, put it on the poll, Guillermo. Is ESPN trying to kill Jeff Passan? We'll make another one, Passan. There were Gammons before you. We will make another one. We are actively trying to kill you.
Your presence has saved Kirchin's life.
Yes, they were trying to kill Kirchin. And the only reason they stopped killing Kirchin is because they started to kill you.
Oh, God. It is. I will admit, much of it is self-inflicted. Dan, you have stayed up late writing many nights, I assume.
No, it's the thing, Jeff. It's the thing ESPN takes advantage of at every turn. People like you can't say no, and so you're on every damn show.
I feel like this is an important week for baseball. To actually answer your question, I don't think baseball can be killed by this, but I think baseball can be deeply harmed by it. And I think that it has, I think its approach and its tack has been irresponsible. From the absolute beginning, the only priority needed to be get back on the field. It didn't need to be, let's figure out how to split up this money and let's try to get our biggest grab of the bag. It's how do we get back on the field and get everyone satisfied with a dissatisfactory solution? Because that's what it is. Nobody was going to win here. Nobody could win. It's a mess of a year. And to see them handle it this way, trying to get a dub when there is no chance for one, it's just they have bungled this thing. They've done it. The players have done it. Everyone has bungled this from the start.
So Manfred guaranteeing a season, what's happening there?
I think he's trying to speak what he wants into reality. And I think him putting 100% and unequivocally we will play behind it definitely gives the idea heft. But there are just things that can screw it up at this point. The owners are angry with the players. And the owners have been driving so much of this from the start that they can drive it off a cliff. Here's the thing, Dan. You know the way that billionaires can operate. If somebody's coming in, like the players are, trying to say, we're going to stand up to you, the owners can say, fine, we understand your average career length is 3.7 to 4 years. We're going to get rid of 1 year. And you know what? If you don't get in line, maybe we'll get rid of another year, and maybe we'll lock you out after that. We're still going to be around. We're going to survive. we survived a strike where we lost the World Series in 1994. And yeah, maybe we came back because of Sammy Sosa and Mark McGwire and Cal Ripken, but there are always going to be things that bring us back. And I think it's a really hubristic way of approaching this that just does not square with the reality of sports and entertainment these days. I think the loss of relevancy is a much more acute thing for any sports league, particularly one that has the institutional issues that baseball already does.
But Jeff, explain that out a bit. Like, there's no season this year, because if baseball has you, and it probably has you for life if it has you already, okay? Especially with my dad, with the older demographic. So there's no season this year. Next season looks like what to Jeff Passan? What happens?
Well, first, let me say, I am still on the side where I think there's probably going to be a season.
Okay.
I fear that it's going to be a shortened season, and I think the idea of having a shorter season when you can have a longer one is patently ridiculous. I think that the players have been absolutely steadfast in wanting to get paid their full prorated salary, and that's fine if that is what is of the utmost priority to them. Then owners should say, okay, then we're going to get X, Y, and Z from you. And that is how a compromise works. But the problem, Stu, is if there is no season this year, we're going into next year, 2021, with a lot of the same problems that there are this year, which is questions about fans in the stands. I mean, Major League Baseball claims that it makes 40% of its revenue with fans in the stands, tickets, suites, concessions, parking, things of that nature. And if you're going another year with a finite number of fans in the stands because they're going to be socially distanced, that is a problematic thing when you have an entire year's worth of contracts, you know, $4+ billion on the books. You're going to be coming off an off season in which free agency might as well have been dead, where you're going to see players who are actually good signing for pennies on the dollar. And so there's already going to be labor strife there. And if players don't want to pay or take any kind of a haircut next year during a potentially full regular season, that same labor strife is going to be there that is right now. And then, oh, by the way, the collective bargaining agreement expires after the 2021 season. So the second that happens, if they've been fighting all year long, players are just going to get locked out.
Is Elmo there? And if he is there, can he comment on whether or not he has noticed that Jeff Passan seems to be jaundicing to death live on ESPN television?
Elmo is really worried about Jeff. But the problem, though, is he should be turning red, not yellow.
Yes. Thank you, Elmo. Thank you, Jeff Passan. Again, Guillermo, put that on the poll. Is ESPN actively trying to kill Jeff Passan?